Rain is pounding Southern California for a sixth straight day. The storms here, coming one after the other, have claimed at least 12 lives and destroyed dozens of homes. Hundreds of people have been moved into evacuation shelters. The worst destruction occurred yesterday in the coastal town of La Conchita, some 70 miles north of Los Angeles. There, a rain-soaked hillside collapsed. At least three people died in that mudslide, and several are still missing. Joining me now is NPR's Carrie Kahn. Morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Tell us first how the rescue operation in La Conchita is going.
Well, firefighters had to call it off at around 9 o'clock last night. Geologists in the area were worried about further mudslides, especially with the latest storm that's over the area right now. It's raining pretty hard. The landslide was actually captured on local TV. We saw it a lot of pictures, images of it. It was devastating to this small town. A huge wall of mud just broke loose and roared down the hillside, leveling houses in its path, and people were scrambling and running from the area. When it finally came to a stop, houses were stacked four deep, and nearly four blocks of La Conchita were wiped out. 15 homes in all were destroyed, 8 people injured, and 21 people are reportedly unaccounted for. But firefighters say some may just be out of town. Rescuers plan to continue searching at daylight.
Tell us about the other major damage around the Southern California area from the storm.
Well, what we're watching closest right now is a small town called Piru. It's also in Ventura County. And there is a lake there in the town, and it is filling up fast and spilling over and heading into the town. The whole town has been evacuated. It's a small town of about 2,000. The local state senator there has asked Governor Schwarzenegger to issue a state of emergency for the entire county. There's been other minor landslides throughout L.A. County. Most of the deaths that happened occurred during flash floods. We've seen some dramatic river rescues as normal dry creeks and washes filled up with water. Most of the rescues occurred when people attempted to cross flooded areas or go around barricades.
And is this a record?
Yep, we have hit a lot of records in L.A. County, which is better known, you know, for its sunshine. The rain has already had 22 inches of fallen this season. Normal average for a rainy season is about 15 inches. Some totals that we've heard that are pretty incredible in the San Gabriel Mountains outside L.A. is nearly 28 inches. In Beverly Hills, nearly 11 inches.
And, of course, there's been a lot of snow falling as well.
Record snowfall, too. In the Sierra Nevada, more than 19 feet of snow has fallen during this series of storms. Officials say the Reno-Lake Tahoe region hasn't seen this much snow since 1916, and all of that is good news for skiers, and it would appear for this year's water supply, too. A lot of the state's water supply comes from the Sierra Nevada snowmelt.
And, Carrie, is there relief coming from this weather?
Well, the good news is that there is not another storm looming. I saw a few 5-day forecasts which call for clearer skies by the weekend. There's a cold front right behind this latest storm that's dumping a lot of rain on the region right now. We could get up to 3 more inches this morning before the storm front moves out, and the brunt of that will probably hit during the morning commute, so we have a little ways to go before we're in the clear.
Thank you very much, NPR's Carrie Kahn.